What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Zaki Lawrence, and I'm joined today with my co-host,
India Stowers.
Hi, India.
Why are you yelling like you're far away?
I think it's funny. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Jay chilling, like most days. Chilling like a villain. How are you?
I am okay. I'm doing all right, man. I'm vibing. Happy to be here. Happy getting to another episode, you know.
And we're here.
And we are. And we're going to be talking about one of the recent classics, you know what I'm saying? One of the new staples in a television game, you know what I mean? A lot of people loved it back in its heyday. We are talking about Issa Rae's first show, Insecure. Let's go. I just want to start by saying I'm a big fan of Issa Rae. I love the stuff she's done. Big fan of her.
Yes. I love Issa Rae. She's an inspiration.
Very true. This is a lot of episodes we got here. You know what I'm saying? We got like 5 seasons to talk about.
Yeah, but like, you know, there's a way.
There's a way. So you're saying we're going to have like 2 parts? That's what you're hinting at right now? We're going to have 2 parts? There's so much we're going to talk about it twice? What? Come on now. Look at us. Huh? 2 parts? Who are we? Think we big boys now? What is this? Come on,
we're
man.
Fancy.
2 parts.
We're fancy with it.
So you ready to get into part 1?
I am.
Okay. Let's start it off real nice. Let's talk about the characters. Let's talk about the cast. You know what I mean? Issa Rae. We got Yvonne Orji. We got Jay Ellis. We got Natasha Rothwell. We got Amanda Seals. And we got a bunch of other great actors and actresses that have touched this show, man. I mean, like, just to throw this out here, Lil Rel Hori was in the show. Leon Thomas was in the show.
I love Leon.
Who else was in here? What you call it was in for like a little while. He was like Molly's love interest for like an episode and a half.
Are you talking about Sterling K. Brown?
Yes, I am talking about Sterling K. Brown. He was in here.
How did I know by what's his name?
That was just like a random big actor that was just like,
you man. Know, this show was known for just being like, let's get everybody black and put them in this show somehow. And I loved it.
I loved it too. I saw like Philip Hudson from Instagram on the show. I was like, hey, I know that guy.
Hey.
I did that like at least like twice an episode. I was like, hey, that's what you call it. From what you call it. That's my guy. So to hear more here, I was like, hey, my boy. But yeah, man. The cast stacked. Bunch of just black people. And that's what I love to see. You know what I mean? Room for everybody black. You know what I mean? Happy that they
the way
were
you phrased it, a bunch of just black people.
Hey man. I didn't say they were talented. You know what I'm saying? I believe their characters. You know? There's just a bunch of black people out there. And I love it. Keep doing what you're doing, Issa Rae. Just keep throwing the blacks on television, man.
We've passed those times.
But for real, let's talk about Issa, the main character. Her name is Issa D, and her best friend, Molly Carter.
You know, their friendship is like so strange. But yeah, they're best friends. They're what, in like their late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah, they end up in like their like mid to early 30s, like by the end of the show.
Okay. So like they're kind of just figuring out life. And I like that. You know, just because you're 30 doesn't mean you're going to have everything put together. You're not going to have a house. You're still going to be like, what are taxes? Why do I have to do taxes? So that was a really good realistic approach of the entire show. Is just like, you're not going to always have everything put together when you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be some high school drama. Like it is, but it isn't. It's going to be like some deep, developed drama that, like, I just give me, like, the love triangle drama. I don't know. I just can't.
They both had their own separate love triangles. That was just like, this is hard to watch. This is, what are we? He's married.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't like Twilight type. Where exactly. It's like, oh, you could choose either one. It's like, this is clearly a couple and you're in the mix somehow.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be here. What are you doing? He wasn't there on the wedding day. What are you doing right now?
But yeah, Issa and Molly, they're, let's get into them. Let's get into the whole Issa Rae, Issa D, Molly Carter friendship intertwine thing.
Well, to set it up, Issa D is this, at the beginning of the show, she's this, she works for this nonprofit to help Black and brown kids just learn and grow and stuff like that. And Molly is a lawyer at a very like prestigious firm, and she's working her way up, you know what I mean? She's like on the road to becoming like a partner. And they, by the show, they said that they met in college and they became friends in college, and they're still friends to this day. They both were LA natives, and you know, they also have two other friends who they met in college, Kelly and Tiffany. So that's who they are. But they are like those friends that like just say everything, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't hold nothing back. And sometimes it's like very funny and helpful, and sometimes it gets them into fights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the perfect way to describe it. Like, it's kind of like a time and a place for them, but they never know the time or the place. So then it's always going to end up with them duking it out.
Yeah. But they like really there for each other though. They like on the birthdays, they are there for each other.
They are, but even if they're in the middle of the fight, you can tell. It's like, I'm going to celebrate with you, but I'm mad at you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in the background celebrating, and I'm not even going to be celebrating.
Exactly. It was a bunch of times where, like, Molly was just mad, but, like, fake smiling and clapping along. I was just like, you hating right now. Let's stop hating.
Hater. Coming from a self-proclaimed hater, she's a hater. She's a true hater. I can't stand real true haters.
Yeah.
I just hate for fun.
It seems like Issa D is like the, how do you say this? Like, she's the go with whatever friend, and Molly's the fucking, like, realist, and, like, we have to have a plan. We have to do this. We have to execute. And Issa's like, a balloon. Let's follow it.
Yeah, Issa was definitely the friend who would be like, I bought 10 puppies because this dude said he liked puppies. And you're just like, girl, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Hilarious.
It's just, you know, kind of like that. So it's kind of like a yin and yang thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Issa's, they both struggle in relationships, though. That's what...
They're both bad at relationships. When... The show starts, Issa's in a, how long were they together?
5 years.
5 year relationship with Martin Lawrence. That's his true name, Martin Lawrence.
That's not his real name.
That's his name.
Not his name. His name is like.
His name is Martin Lawrence.
It's not. Oh my god.
Was it not?
It was not Martin Lawrence. I thought it was like something.
Issa literally was like, "Your name is Martin. Your middle name is Lawrence." And he's like, "Yeah, so what?" Anyway,
I won't claim that.
Anyway, she's in like this dead end relationship on her end where she's kind of not. She doesn't want to be with this dude anymore. He's a scrub. He's a bum in her eyes. He's not making the moves that he needs to do.
Sitting on the couch,
dreaming when he should be out working.
Stains on his hoodies.
stains on his hoodies, holes in his sweatpants, holes in his socks, holes in his underwear, holes everywhere. Holes
in his game. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And Molly, she's just, she's that girl who goes on one date and she's like, he's the one.
Exactly.
At this point, like, so there.
What's your mom's name? Give me your location. I just met you, lady.
No, there's a process. You got to start off with, what's your favorite color?
Mm-hmm. Then, what's your favorite food?
What's your favorite food? What are you doing? You got to ask, what are you doing, like 12 times in the same conversation.
Oh, man, that's so sad. Like, what are you doing? Huh? I just told you I was watching TV. TV's still on. What are you doing? I'm standing up now. What are you doing? I'm looking out of the fucking window. Leave me alone. Stop. Don't ask what you're doing 12 times, guys. Just ask questions, you know, favorite food, favorite color, you know, past traumas. I don't know. Something. Don't ask what you're doing all the time.
Yeah. Send a meme. Their relationships all throughout the show. It doesn't get better until the very end, as always.
Finally stop. And just like, this is just, I'll just marry anybody. Just please take me out of the game.
Just take me out of the game. That's how Molly was from the jump. So, hey.
Yeah.
But let's talk about their development.
Okay.
Right. Again, Issa kind of was like, everything about her life was like, meh. Her job, she didn't really care about. No one else cared. So it's like, she stopped caring. Her relationship was at a place where it's like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. And she killed it. She poured gasoline on it and set it ablaze. She said, cheated. Yeah. Yeah, she did. She's a cheater. A dirty, filthy cheater. She did it with Daniel because he had a beard and he was dark skinned. Boo! Boo this lady. Boo her.
He's obviously hurt. Me personally. Get it. Issa. Like, no, Issa, don't do it. But also, I get it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. She was in this committed relationship and then she cheated because he had a studio.
It wasn't because he had a studio, it's because they had long term history.
Uh-huh. She was always like his what if guy. And she was just like, what if I cheated? Okay. All right. I did it.
I did it. No one can stop me.
Nobody can stop her. He was getting his act together too. He was like, oh, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna buy flowers. I'm gonna make dinner. She was just like, but Daniel though, that beer's pretty nice. Crazy. Crazy.
Hey, I mean, you know, everyone has their moments.
Everybody has their moments. You are really justifying this right now.
Everyone has their moments. That's crazy. It got to that point, you know? No, you should never cheat. You should never cheat. There's never a reason to cheat.
But if he looks like that, you should cheat, huh?
But, like, dude wasn't doing anything. He's sitting on the couch, you know? Like, there's no, like, real romance going on. And he, like, low-key, like, he played it off like he forgot her birthday. But if, you know, men are stupid, let's be honest, right? So Lawrence is thinking everything's okay. Meanwhile, Issa has been out of the game for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, you know, and it takes her to finally snap and be like, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back tonight. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, maybe I should buy a flower. Maybe I should cook a plate, you know? You know, it's too far gone, man. You done did it. You're in the boo boo house. Your girl's getting banged by someone else, man. I'm sorry to tell you. You know, eat that plate by yourself. Water that flower by yourself, because she's gone, man. She's for the streets.
Yeah, man. She's under the blue lights of the studio, bro. That's a pain I couldn't live with. That's a pain I couldn't stomach that. If that was me, if I was Lawrence, if I was just like on the couch, just like not making things happen, I just know that like my girl is out there in some rapper studio, just ankles in the air, bro. Nah, I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't live with myself like that. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I would have had to leave the apartment too. I would have had to go. But if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm just trying to say Issa Rae is very beautiful and I would have cheated with her. So, you know, there's that.
No, Issa, don't do it unless it's with me. That's how you sound.
It's very true. Very true. And I'm not ashamed of it. But yeah, she's a cheater. And then she starts to really evaluate her job and stuff like that. Because like she's already kind of evaluated one relationship. She's like evaluating her work. And she's kind of seeing that it's not fulfilling her in the way that she once thought it was. You know what I mean? She's like, no, this job isn't as good as I hoped it was. I'm the only Black person here. That's never good. And she's trying to like figure out like what she actually wants to do with her life. And those ideas of like really showing off her community and planning events start to bubble up.
It starts to bubble up and it changes the show and the dynamic for the better. So sometimes cheating is good.
Sometimes cheating is good.
Makes you realize things.
Makes you. All right. Okay.
But we got to turn it into a lesson somehow. And it makes you realize things.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually, and plus her cheating and immediately feeling sorry and like reevaluating everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show, like, she just doesn't know what she wants, you know? So she makes these rash decisions in the moment. Because she's very lost.
I do think it's interesting, though, that she cheated, and then she was like, oh, but I really love him. Then they break up, and then she's like, I guess I'll stay at dude's house. I'll just stay with him for a little while, you know? That'd be nice. I'll just stay at, good old Daniel's apartment, stand on his couch.
You know, I mean, hey, she had nowhere else to go. She asked her brother, didn't she? Mm-hmm. Her brother was like, no.
She didn't want to stay with Molly.
I wouldn't either.
You want to stay with your best friend?
Molly's the type of person to be like, yeah, so when are you out of here? Like every day. And you're like mentally drained. She's that type of friend. And she's got like this yapping dog.
Mm-hmm.
The little rat dogs, man, I couldn't take it. A week max, I'd be at Molly's house, and then I'd be like, yeah, Daniel, yeah. Danny boy
is crazy.
What's good?
That is nuts. But it just shows how much the relationships are complicated in her world, you know what I mean?
It was, and it sucks that she had to. It had to go as far as to her cheating to realize that she still loved Lawrence. But, you know, I'd be confused, too. Anne was a scrub. You know, we, to quote TLC, I don't want no scrubs.
All right. what else happens in her development? She starts event planning, and she actually starts throwing events, and they're pretty good. The community actually shows up for her. And that's her new job, and she's actually loving it, and she's filling herself with doing things that she loves by celebrating her community, which is really cool. I really liked how she started at a place, and she truly like looked around her and really found out what she really wanted to do. I feel like that was a solid lesson.
Yeah.
Because she was like 28, something like that, late 20s when we first saw her in the beginning episode. And like at the end, she's like mid, early 30s or whatever. And it's like, we 22. Like, I still got time to figure it all out.
I still got time. I can still make mistakes.
Exactly. Maybe I should cheat. Maybe that'll unlock everything. Just maybe.
Uh-oh. I think I said the wrong thing earlier.
No. This was it was insightful. No. You got it. Drop the genius.
Yeah. So near the end of the episode, she was very sure of herself. She's very confident, which is part of the reason why the show ended. Because can't be called insecure when your main character is now confident and sure of herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really vibed with it. Because it's like a lot of these TV shows where or TV shows or movies with black people, it always has to show like slaves, what racial things. And it's like, please, we're also depressed. We can also just be struggling through regular life things.
You're also very awkward.
Yes, we are human. Like, we're not always suffering through slavery and racial discrimination. Mm-hmm. Just have a girl struggle with some laundry once in a while. Like,
and just her boyfriend is trash. Like, that's all that she got going on right now.
You know? Yeah, so basically, Issa is just becoming more and more sure of herself and confident. That's her development. Mm-hmm. Molly's development is almost like the opposite, where she has to knock it back a few notches, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm. She, I feel like she's confident in her work, but in her relationship game, she's very, like, too much, you know what I mean? She's very like, first date, second date, we're getting married, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And like, she has to, she learns to not care so much and not be like, I'm gonna give each person everything from the very second I meet them, you know what I mean? Like, and she has to be like, not as picky. That's the thing, I feel like that's her development throughout the show. She's like, she's a lawyer working at this white firm. And she's doing well, but like, she really wants to progress, and she sees that like, this is not the place to progress. And so she does what any person I think would rightfully do. She like starts the job search for other firms and stuff like that.
The main thing also is that she started off at a primarily white firm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like that also tied into how she acted and how she treated people.
Mm-hmm,
and eventually mm-hmm. she transferred over to a black firm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, oh, thank you. Like, this is exactly what she needed.
Yeah.
This is what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, she goes to that black firm, and like, for the first couple weeks, I guess, in TV show timeline, first month or so, she's very like awkward and a little stuck up, because she constantly says like, oh, at my old firm we used to do this, at my old firm we used to do that, at my old firm. And it was like, shut up, this is not your old firm, shorty. This is we got this and you're gonna like it.
Yeah, she was very irritating, very annoying. She was acting like she wasn't at a law firm, like everyone else didn't also go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, yeah, I'm better than all of you. It's like, girl, we've all gone through the same thing you have.
And we're all like you. Like,
we are all lawyers. Surprise! You're at a law firm.
Exactly. Just because
you did not find
it's prestigious or whatever, it doesn't mean like we not as great and talented. I feel like that was really good for her to be in a black law firm, to just like relax a little bit, because like, yeah, there was an episode where there was another, like early on, when there was another black lady at her original law firm, and she was like, the other young lady was like kind of like more herself, just her natural unapologetic self, and Molly was like, hey, you're gonna have to like, you know, button this up. You're gonna have to like put on that that voice, you know what I'm saying, when you around in the building. She was like, I'm not doing that. I got here on my own. And then by the end of that like episode, it was like, Molly, could you talk to the other black person that's working here? Tell her the, you know?
You know? Yeah. She was, God, I hated that, because I was like, Molly does not speak for all black people.
She does not.
She's not gonna, just because Molly acts like that doesn't mean we're all gonna act like that. And not to say that whoever doesn't act like Molly is bad, it's just different. It's what you're gonna get. Just like Jim and John aren't the same. They might be the same. I don't know why they're the same. It's just two white dudes. I don't know how to explain it. Jim and John are the same. You get Terry over there. Terry's talking with a country accent, and he's slapping people on the shoulders. I don't know.
Where are we going right now?
I'm just saying, like, everyone's different.
Yeah, and I feel like that it also like speaks to every character in the show that like they're all unique in their own like blackness, you know what I'm saying? That they're not just the sole representation of all black people. They're all very diverse and different in how they act, how they sound, things they talk about, the things they want to do in their lives. So Molly's development, she also gets more confident in her dating life, her work, feeds her, and Molly goes through some partners. Some of them lasted a kind of a long time. Some of them were quick and easy outs. But she goes through these ebbs and flows of learning how to not be too much and to just relax a little bit and just let things flow naturally.
She is always just like worrying about the wrong thing. Oh, he wears mismatched socks. He's also married. Like, you're worrying about the wrong thing.
Exactly. He doesn't drink this certain type of drink. He does not like you. Like, what are we talking about right now?
You know, my favorite part is when she went on like that app that you had to pay for and wait a year to get on the waiting list or something like that.
League. It was called the League.
Yeah. Isn't that where she met Jidenna? That dude wasn't anything. He was a scrub, and he also was this prestigious dude. So why are you being so picky?
Exactly.
That was, I love that. Because first of all, it was Jidenna. He's just random. He's a classic man. And he showed her that the grass is not always greener.
He showed that not every man is a good man.
No,
He was
not at
just
all.
like, he literally said that he's like, it looked like you needed a win. So that's why I came to this party tonight. I said, damn, fam. Ah, she's a loser.
He pointed.
I couldn't imagine somebody saying that to me though. Like, you just needed a win. That's the only reason why I'm here.
I
Wow.
would cry.
All right. You know.
I would just simply cry. Yeah, and then she lets loose and she finally gets into a long-term relationship with Andrew,
Asian Bay.
Asian Bay. And it almost didn't happen because he was Asian. She's like, I don't know, guys. He's Asian and he's chasing me. You want to chase the dude? Stand up. You don't want a dude chasing you? Stand up. Stand up in your Louis Vuittons. Just like, and she finally lets loose, and I feel like that was the one for her. Andrew, their relationship crumbled within 5 minutes of a random episode, and I was like, wait.
I don't think he was the one for her, but I think he
Really?
was a good, I like he was a good, like, it was a good lesson to be like, you know, you could work, you could be with somebody long term. You're lovable, you know what I mean? But I
You're
don't think he was the one. I feel like they just constantly like fought a lot, you know what I mean? 'Cause like she wasn't really like into him and he was like into her too much, and then like he started to pull away and she's like, well, maybe I kind of actually like you. And then he was like, eh, you're being weird. You're yes, you're no. You're in, you're out. You're confusing me. I don't want to be confused. And
Yeah.
it was a lot. They were good together, though. They were like nice. Like when they were being nice, it was like, yeah, this is cool. When they weren't, it was just like, get them off of my screen. I don't want to see this. Too realistic. Come on, man.
I like them. I thought, I don't know, I felt like the fighting was kind of just like Molly being Molly and him being like, I'm putting you in check, girl. Like I just took it as that. She ended up with Torian
Yeah.
from her law firm. First of all,
Wild card. Hail Mary. Out of nowhere, like an RKO.
yeah, I feel like they kind of just was like, oops, we like messed up with Andrew. Let's just find someone and be done with it. Because they had like this whole rivalry at the law firm because he was like, again, he was like, this is not your old law firm. You're all over the place. I'm really prepared. You say you're prepared, but I'm prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to get with the game. And all of a sudden, they're, like, in love with each other. They're eating Chinese food after hours.
Lovers to friends trope. I mean, haters to lovers trope. You know what I mean?
But it wasn't a good one.
I mean, I feel like if there was another season, it might have been better. But, you know.
It's just yeah, me. Like, if there was some buildup, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go from hating someone for two seasons. Oh, your mom died? Here, I'm going to do one nice thing for you. And then all of a sudden, we're dating and we're married. That's how it was.
I don't know. I liked Taurean when they were like on the lover side of the whole spectrum. When they were like hating each other, I was like, I don't like this guy. Who is this bald dude, man?
Who is this
bald dude, man? Because I feel like he was doing a little bit too much too. You know what I mean?
I always thought it was like Molly's karma. So I was just like, yeah, he's annoying, but that's what she gets. That's what you get.
But on the lover side of things, he was like, he was thoughtful and he was kind of like fun and outside the box. He brought edibles to that going away party. And I feel like he helped bring her out of her shell a little bit, especially after like her mom died. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's another part of her development too. Her mom died. Yo.
Her mom did die.
Shout out to Mrs. Carter.
R.I.P. Molly's mom. That whole thing was really sad. Because
mm-hmm.
Didn't she have a stroke and then she recovered? She but did. It was like off and on. That was hard. That was tough.
Yeah, she like got the call when she was like out and stuff. She was out in Denver with Tiffany. That's when they visited Tiffany. She got the call like in the kitchen. She was talking to Issa. Shit was rough. Shit was rough.
Yeah. So I definitely felt bad for Molly. I was like, man, that sucks. Because no one wants to go through that.
Mm-hmm. But at least she got the will. She got that will taken care of before she, you know.
Yeah, because the whole thing. Oh. You fell for that. He just mimicked the mom dying.
That's crazy. I didn't mimic it. But, you know, it is what it is. She, you know, she yeah. slumped over.
Because the big thing with her parents was that they didn't want to. She's a lawyer, so obviously she wants to take care of things that are hard to talk about between normal people. And her parents are like, no, I don't want to talk about me dying. Here's a pie. Here's a cake. Don't talk about it no more.
She didn't even know that her dad cheated on her mom. She was like, what? Dad?
I thought that whole thing was like, girl, get over it.
It was the 70s. You thought men loved women? What's going on with you?
She made it just so much bigger than what it was. It was like he cheated one time before you even existed.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you were a baby. She's like, your marriage is a sham. I've been basing my relationships off you and you're a sham.
And you're committing adultery. What are you talking about? what are you talking about right now, Molly? Ain't you about to hit up Dro? Ain't you about to? All right, that's none of my business. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. Hey, I see you. My bad. All right.
Am I the only one who liked Dro for her?
Yep.
Like, yes, I did, but I didn't.
You are the only one who liked Dro. You liked him because he was tall and get over yourself. That's the only reason why you liked him.
Wait.
That's the same reason why you liked Andrew, because he was tall and he had like.
Andrew was actually short. He was an average height king.
No, he wasn't. He was like a smooth 6 foot.
He was a smooth 5'6", I'm pretty sure. Like
that's cap, because he was taller than Molly. He was like way taller than Molly.
Way? You're bad at remembering things.
Cause she was constantly wearing heels and he was still taller than her. What are you talking about?
No, nor.
Yeah.
This is insane. This
you
is
just
insane.
Like tall men with wavy hair. That's all you like. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
You know what?
Figured it out.
I'm looking it up. You carry on the conversation. I'm looking it up. I don't have time.
I mean, what's the conversation? This is the conversation. You have a
We're
thing
talking about Daniel. We're on Molly. We're on Molly hair. Right now.
I know. And you was like, Dro was nice. Dro was married. And well, that's kind of
I would forget he was married. That's why.
That's he literally said it. He literally said it every episode that they were together. And his wife constantly called and texted him. Like, what are you talking about? You forgot he was married.
I'm sorry.
The wife has access to his phone. Like, what are we doing?
I forgot.
What's crazy is that, like, they ended up getting divorced. I was like, huh, maybe stop messing with all these other women. Maybe that was the thing. This open relationship.
I liked him for a little bit. And then when Molly was treating it like it was an actual relationship, like he wasn't married, I was like, girl, he's legally owned by someone else.
He's legally owned this guy.
He's 5'10". Daniel's 5'10".
Daniel?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Daniel. I'm talking about Andrew.
You're talking about Dro, but you said Daniel was 5 or 6 foot. He's 5'10". I was
talking about Andrew. Andrew, actor, is 6'2". And Dro, he was in 2K, so he was like hella tall.
Not he was in 2. Shut up.
He was. He's 6'8". Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about Dan. I was talking about Andrew. Andrew was tall, and Dro was tall, and you fell for it. You fell for the bells and whistles.
I'm sorry.
Yuck.
Oh my god. Why did that hit me so hard? I've never had someone point to me. That sent me. He said, yuck. No, man. Not me.
Come on, man. Get it together.
Okay.
My God.
They pulled some honeys on this show.
They would
come out the woodwork and be like, hey, this is my friend I've known for 20 years, Dro. Where have you been? We're in season 3. You just pull up. Leon Thomas just, hey, mm-hmm. I live here. Since when, Leon?
Since when? She's just going to knock on the door. Hey, you ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing nothing. Yeah, but as you can tell, their love lives are just crazy.
Hey, man.
I was married. Torian gave me a gay vibe. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. He just seemed a little awkward and weird to me. So I was just like, eh.
He's
a lawyer. That's crazy. That is nuts.
I did. So I was just, that's why their relationship just threw me off. I was like, oh, good for them, I guess.
Oh, well, that ends well. All right. We gotta move on. We got other stuff to talk about. Crazy. Out here falling for the bells and whistles. Anyway. So that's Molly's development. She starts off very single. By the end, she's very married and she's happy and her job is working for her. She's not as like over demanding and stuff like that when it comes to relationships and overbearing. She's happily married. Issa and Molly fight.
not like a physical fight.
Yeah. Not a physical fight, but like they have like some tension building up in their relationship and they just have an all out like a real deal fight with each other and they say some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they even say at one point, Issa's like on the phone with somebody else. She's like, I don't fuck with Molly no more. That's not my girl. That's not my ace coon boom no more. You know what I mean? And I want to know, who do you think was right about it? Whose side were you on? What do you think?
So I forgot like how it actually started. Cause again, it was like, it took the whole season to kind of get to that point. I also watched like a think piece about it because I was like, what happened? Like, and it was saying how Molly probably had gotten so used to being that friend who had everything together that seeing Issa come up and kind of be on a similar wavelength kind of intimidated her to the point where it was like, no, I'm not going to help you. You got it, right? Like she's kind of bitter and petty about it, which she was. Because Issa is trying to put together this really fancy block party, and it's really stressful, and she's doing what everyone would do, and it's using your networks, using your friends, not necessarily taking advantage of them. But if he got the connection, you gotta at least ask. And so she wanted to hook up the block party with a bunch of artists that are up and coming in the neighborhood. She wanted to ask Andrew, who worked at a record label, if he could kind of vouch for her and nudge the idea over to his people. But at first, Issa asked Molly, and Molly was like, nah, I want to keep my relationship. I don't want work to be involved in it, which, okay, that's cool. That makes sense. But it was also coming from, like, the undertone was like, I also don't want to help you. That was also the undertone. So what does Issa do? She kind of goes behind Molly's back and asks Andrew herself. Now, I don't think Issa was wrong in doing that. Yeah, Molly already said no, but she doesn't speak for Andrew. And again, it's a big work thing that's going to help Issa's career, possibly help Andrew's if it goes successfully. And so why not at least try? And Molly made a whole hoopla about it.
Facts. And I feel like another part of it is that's when Condola was around too. And Condola was like her biggest helper and biggest influence and stuff like that. And she was hanging out with her a lot. And even like one time when Molly came to like have like lunch or whatever, she was like, Condola can sit with us. Condola can talk about everything we're talking about. We just, you know, shooting the shit. And Molly was like, oh, like, I feel like I got that kind of like, oh, she's kind of like replacing me vibe.
Yeah.
When that was happening. And that really hurt Molly too, because like, that's our best friend. But yeah, man, they say some shit to each other. They talk about how they like, how their relationships are trash, how like they all out of the, all over the place. They just have a big old fight at her event. You know what I'm saying? And this isn't like the first big fight they done had, because they had another one earlier. Mm-hmm. But they had another one earlier when they was talking like about Daniel and stuff like that. But this one just felt heavier, you know what I'm saying? Because this was like a very important night for them. And I feel like Molly was tweaking a little bit. Molly was doing a little bit too much. Because like, she just trying to get on, man.
I feel like she didn't want Issa to succeed.
I don't know, but she seemed supportive. She seemed so supportive.
It was like that fake supportive thing where it's like, yeah, girl, you do your thing. Even when Molly was at the block party and she's seen how successful it is, how great it's going, she's kind of like, yeah, but it's Issa, so something's going to go wrong, right? You know, like, obviously this isn't great. It's not going to be great the entire time because it's Issa. Like, she's definitely counting on Issa's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
So, whack! I was team Issa, because Molly was just irritating me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm trying to understand where Molly was coming from. Like, she was like, I don't want to mix my, like, relationship and work, but, like, I don't know. Like, if it was me, I would have been like, I would have still asked regardless. I'd have been like, I don't really feel like doing this, but, like, I'll ask, because, like, you know, like, I see how you're working for this. I see how much you really want this, so I'd be like, fuck it, you know. Put my pride aside and just be like, hey, ask my person and be like, could you get Vince Staples or not? I feel like she was really just doing too much, because like how we were saying, like, it wasn't really about her. It wasn't really, like, outside of this, she really didn't need to be involved. You know what I mean? Like, she was just there as a friend, just to like, just to talk, just to bounce all ideas off of and stuff like that. But when it came down to this fight, it was just like, y'all just are upset with each other about, like, how you guys, like, move throughout the world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was just, like, it was something that they had to get off their chest, I think. But I do agree with you. I was on team. He's like, this is, like, she just trying to be herself. She's just trying to do something for the community. She fully focused on trying to accomplish her goal. And I feel like Molly was just like, I'm in a relationship now, so you have to respect that. You have to just conform. And it's like, bro, I'm just trying to get this money out. I'm just trying to get to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Molly was tweaking.
She was. And I think the one thing that stressed me out about the whole thing is how Andrew was like, no, it's cool. Like the entire time. The entire time he's in the background like, Molly, it's cool. Like, it happened. He's like, it already happened. It didn't bomb. Well, that you just revealed that you thought it was. Like, you had no confidence in Issa whatsoever. It didn't bomb. Everything went well. So don't even worry about it.
She was like, no, you went behind my back. You're a backstabber. You always do this.
Yeah. Yes, very. Ugh. Yeah. I was very upset when I was watching that.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy when they became friends again?
No.
You think that friendship should have ended?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like that was during that time when they were kind of growing apart. Mm. Just grow apart. It's okay.
Mm.
You know, they were just so like, oh, like we used to be like this and like, let's get back to that. And you know, when she and Nathan were about to move in together,
mm-hmm.
and they came to the house because Nathan and Andrew were roommates.
Mm-hmm.
They came to the house to like pick up some last few things. Molly had bought dinner and Andrew's like, oh, you guys can stay. It's cool. Like, we got enough for everybody. And they're talking and it's so awkward.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. It's not working.
The joke's not hitting.
Molly texts Issa thinking it's Andrew and is like, I'm really trying with her. Like, I can't do it for too much longer. Something like that.
Yeah, she's like, I was trying my best. Issa's being Issa.
I, you know, spit on you. I would have spat on her. I would have spat on her. Because there's no way you are trying with me when your humor is dry. Like, that's when a whole other fight would have started.
And, yeah. It was just like, they just had too much. There was still too much, like, anger in the air. Like, they weren't ready to get back together at that moment.
Yeah, they weren't
there. They hadn't been talking and stuff like that. And, like, yeah. It was just bad. I feel like she said something else, Slido. She said something else about, like, Nathan and Issa, like, being together, like, trying to move in together, something like that. She was like, you know, how you do it in relationships or something like that. And it was just like, what'd you say, punk? Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, what did you...
Yeah.
Trying just, to say, like, she was acting weird.
Yeah, I feel like that friendship should have just ended.
Because
there was no... It was no longer like they're working off of each other. It's kind of like they're working against in spite each of each other. Yeah, against, despite the other one's existence, if that makes sense. I don't know.
But, like, I don't know. She had nobody else. Like, she didn't have... Like, Condola was having Lawrence's baby. Like, who was going to be her best friend? Like... Kelly was really cool and Tiffany was not, but like her best friend and why they are good friends, I think, in my opinion, because they have like, they just have so much, I want to say similarities, but they have a lot of like common emotions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why they found their way back to each other. So I think, I don't know, I wouldn't have been happy if they would have just like not been friends anymore. I think if they had another season, like how they like worked on getting their relationship back together, that would have been cool. But I don't know. I don't think she could have lived without her. I don't think they could live without each other personally. They could do it for like a little while, but I don't think they could do it like forever. And I think that's why they're good friends. Do you think they're good friends or no?
I think starting out, yes, they were. But then again, like that whole fight situation, they ended up not being good friends to each other. You know, talking behind each other's back, not wishing the best for them, even though my friend has like terrible history with like money, I'm still going to be like, yeah, you get it, girl. Like, I'll pray for you. But I really hope from a genuine part that you make it through it. Molly was like, nah, she's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. She's bad at it. I don't know.
But they worked on it in therapy.
Like that Molly's therapy sessions, I feel like it was they were just scratching the surface.
They were scratching the surface.
Like, I feel like they never really got into it. Like, why are you like this?
Why are you bad, yo?
Why can you just not have any good reaction to anything.
What's wrong with your brain?
What do you think?
What do I think? I think the therapy sessions helped. I think they didn't like fully dive into everything like how they could have, but that's because of the show. I feel like they had this fight in a period of time where they were both like, they're both growing, you know what I mean? And when you're growing, it's like, you're not like perfect. You don't always act the right way to certain things. And it's just like, they were both growing in different ways. They're both going down these different paths and stuff like that. And then it was just like, hey man, like you acting weird. And he's like, you acting weird. Fuck you then. Fuck you. And then it was just like, it was just bad timing on their part. Like if they were like if Molly was in like a different state or something, East was in LA and they were both growing and stuff like that. And they came back to each other like fully formed and healthy and stuff like that. It'd have been different, but like they are both in the same space and they were both going through relationship drama. They was both going through job drama. They was both trying to grow and change and be different and better people. And they were just like, ah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. We already kind of got into the whole Issa's bodies, Molly's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one for you?
The one for me? I hate to say it, but like I like Daniel, man. I'm a Daniel fan, man. Okay. Fucking with Daniel, man, because he was like he was cool, he was artsy, and I feel like he provided that kind of like stable vibe for Issa, because Issa's all like how we talked about earlier. Issa's all over the place sometimes, and he provided like a stable, like chill, calm vibe, and he always could make her smile and laugh and stuff like that. Like in the early on stages, like when Lawrence wasn't really doing that, I feel like he was really like just able to bring out a different side of her and a confident side of her. Cause he was like, hey, y'all don't know Miss Issa can rap. And she's like, stop it. Like it was all cutesy and stuff like that. I think the whole like the sex blowjob thing was a little far-fetched, but like outside of that, I think they just worked well together. I think they just needed to Issa needed to not be like in a 5-year relationship. I feel like they just rekindled their relationship like just randomly, it would have been Daniel in the end. But it's not how life works. Can't get everything I want. Who was the perfect one for you?
I feel like he always just came friend. Like no matter what, no matter how many times they hooked up with each other, I'd be like, yeah, this is nothing more than like, I don't even know. This is like getting advice from a really good friend and then hooking up with them just because you could. I couldn't see any long-termness about it. I couldn't. I felt like Nathan was the one.
Nathan?
Like he was chill. He
wasn't chill.
He was though.
Very bipolar man.
That's not his fault. He was on his meds. He was chill. Like besides the whole like disappearing for a month and sending Issa into a very deep depression
and fighting in her Uber,
he stood up for her. So that was valid.
And fighting at her friends going away party with Lawrence.
That was needed because Lawrence was talking shit. Lawrence is like, oh, barbecue in California is good. Shut up. I think I would come across the room to tell him to shut up.
He was trying to stand on business.
You broke up with Issa 5 years ago, and you're sitting here fighting with her boyfriend about barbecue? There's no barbecue. You're talking about Issa. You're talking about you and Issa. You're talking about how you are still good enough for Issa. You got a baby on your hip. A baby that your ex-girl doesn't even want you to hold half the time. Boo hiss, shut up. It's just ridiculous.
Nathan was the one.
I did. He was like, he was that stableness that you said is from Daniel, mm-hmm. but also like that kind of, I feel like with Daniel, it was more lust. With Lawrence, it was more love. And I think Nathan had like a good balance of the two. It wasn't just like, oh, this is my best friend, I can't hurt him. Because that's how it was with Lawrence. Like, oh, I can't break up with him. We've been together for too long. But then she was also like, man, I could see myself with this guy. You know, I can see us being romantic. I can just do all the things that I did with Daniel, but with Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like they both got flaws, and that's why they didn't end up with her, you know?
Why did they even break up? I don't remember that part.
Why Nathan broke up with Issa?
Yes.
Well, first time's because he disappeared. Second time, it was like they were, like, being confusing. She was being confusing because she was like, oh, we're just friends. But they still was, like, acting a little weird. And then, like, that last time, I feel like it was because of the fight at the going away party. And he was like, because he talked to her in the car, and he was like, I can't do this. You too messy. You too complicated. Whop the bam. And she was just like, okay. Because he came back a little later, like, after she was with Krishan and stuff like that. And he was like, hey, you're amazing. She's like, all right, bye.
I do remember that now. Mm-hmm. He should have put in some more fight, but I get it. Like, you never want to fight with that first love. You never want to fight with that long-term relationship, because you feel like no matter what you did, it won't ever amount to what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. He was kind of just like, ah, I'm not even going to fight because I'd lose.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel had his flaws too. Like, he was disrespectful, and he had that, like, what you call it, like, when he was trying to talk to that artist, like, get him on his beats and stuff like that, he was, like, all mad and pissy about that, and he didn't really give Issa her, like, time and energy and effort that he should have. And so, you know.
It is what it is.
Who was Molly's perfect match?
I think it was Andrew.
Here we go with the tall man syndrome.
He wasn't even that tall, man. I just thought he was cool. I thought he was good. Like, he was nice. He would put her in check rather than just leaving. So many dudes were like, nah, you're too much, I'm leaving. He'd be like, hey, you're about to lose me. Don't do it. Like, I don't know. I liked him. Everyone else was just, what are we doing? Torian, he got you Chinese food once.
She really needed it, man.
I forgot why and how she dated Lil Rel Howery, but she did.
They were both lawyers. He was the Chicago lawyer from her firm.
Yeah, and it wasn't she, like, not into him at first, as always?
She wasn't into a lot of people, but, you know.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't into, like, half the people she dated. I don't even remember why they broke up. I think it was just...
She was just like, you're going to stay in Chicago. Stay in Chicago.
Yeah. Stay there. Stay where you are. Who else? That one dude from the beginning, when she was, like, weirded out because he was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you need to take lessons. You need to go to school.
Low key. He was really good for her.
That one bisexual dude.
Low key. On the lowest of keys. He's looking good for her.
Dude.
Because he was kind of like Andrew too. He was like kind of putting her in check. He was like, why are you acting this way? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Like, I'm not about to keep doing this back and forth with you. Low-key, he was kind of good for her. But she just was acting weird. All right, man. Who's your favorite characters?
My favorite characters in general?
Mm-hmm.
I think my...
Like, of the main cast, who's your favorite characters? Out of Issa and Molly.
I'm not gonna lie, I like Chad sometimes. He is stupid. He was just like that one idiot friend who just says idiot stuff. Like, shut up. I like Derek. That was Tiffany's husband.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him because he was like the most rational out of all of them. He had the wisdom and just the put-togetherness that you'd think a 30-year-old person would have.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else around him is like the actual realistic version of being 30. I like Derek. I was like, yes, please throw some gems. Yeah, who is your favorite?
My favorite characters. I really like Kelly. Kelly was always funny to me. She always did some wild and crazy stuff. It was hilarious to me. I like Thug Yoda. Thug Yoda was funny to me. He said, can I get some Borax? What, fam? What are you talking about right now?
When he got in the Uber.
It was like, whoa! Yeah, that was amazing. That was so funny.
Oh, that was so funny. So, like, any and all TV shows that had, like, a really popular audience, mm-hmm. It took me a good minute to watch Insecure. I think I waited until after it ended. All right, I did, because I watched it last year.
Damn.
But I did start, I, like, watched a little bit of season one when I was in high school, I think, early high school. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, the only thing I took away from Insecure was Thug Yoda. And, like, the scene with him, the daughter, and Lawrence. And he's like, yeah, like, this little kid's, her mom is a B-I-T-C-A. And Lawrence is like, hey, yo, you can't say that. And he's like, no, it's okay. She can't spell yet. I was like, yeah, I got to come back to this.
It was always crazy when he would talk easy, like, hey, I got a girlfriend for you. And she was like, I'm still not gay. Every time. He's like, I'm still not gay, Thug Yoda. Still not. Yeah, man. What were some of your favorite funny moments from the TV show?
Favorite funny moments? I feel like any time Issa's brother was around was a funny moment. Because he just didn't.
He was a hater. He was a hater.
No, he wasn't. No, he was... He just didn't care. Like, he was just that person who's like, I don't care. I'm here for the drinks. You know, keep your personal business out of it. I don't want any of it. And he was consistently like that. So it's like, that dude's cool. Like, he's just like that. What a silly little guy.
What a silly little guy. You know what I think about is like when, they were at that party. It was like her brother and Kelly. And she said something to him. And he was like, you thought that was good? And it was just a silence. And she smacked the cup out of his hand. And that part makes me cry laughing.
Their dynamic was hilarious. Like, I don't even know why they didn't vibe with each other.
It was so funny every time.
It was hilarious.
Because there were so many moments with Kelly, them two, just...
With Kelly, I was just about to say, when they got too high to see Beyonce.
Yes, that was so funny.
I was like, oh, God. They were on it.
She said, was I tased last night?
No. Like, you peed on yourself also.
She said, don't look at me. Don't remember me like this. Oh, man. What other funny moment I was thinking about? I was thinking about some other funny moment. There's so many of them. Oh. When Issa shot that baby, what? Oh. When Issa shot that baby and kicked Condola, so funny. She said, you too, bitch. Boom.
And then she just walks away cackling. Oh, my God.
That was a great moment. That was so funny.
I was just like, dear Lord.
She said, 4-3.
You can't forget the classic one in the first season when Issa's avoiding Lawrence and he finds her at the Rite Aid.
Are you buying panties? Why are you loud?
He's like, it's a 3-pack? You're not coming home? Jesus. Just imagine. Like, I'd be all in their conversation too. Like, no way.
That's crazy. You just be like picking up random stuff, turning around. Huh?
And yeah, I think I need to tie my shoe right next to y'all.
It's funny as hell. Oh, man. Funny show. It's a good show. Funny show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any cringy moments for you? Bunch of cringe.
Ugh. Issa rapping, like in that first season? Ugh. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, please. Please. Stop it. Stop rapping. You are not a rapper.
Not a rapper. Yeah, that one when of course, like the blowjob scene between her and Daniel, I was just like, why am I watching this? First of all, I'm watching this with someone else, so I'm sitting here very uncomfortable. And then she's like, oh, my eye. I'm like, oh, just kill me. Like, just stab me. When Condola and Lawrence are having like that weird fight where she's like, give me my baby.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
It's like, what are we? Y'all go home, please.
Go home, take that ugly baby and leave.
Not the baby being ugly.
Take it home.
Leave that baby alone. It's just a baby.
What was its name?
No clue. Had no idea.
Wasn't it like a, like he didn't like it? Like she named it a terrible name or something. Lawrence. Their whole situation. We'll get into that in part two because I have so many things to say about that.
Yeah, that was wild.
Elijah Mustafa. That's okay.
It's a name for you.
Elijah's cool. I don't know where Mustafa came from. I go off. Power to the people. going back to our roots. Okay.
True. True.
Yeah. The cringy moments. It just happened. Yeah. I can't remember them because I paused and left. Maybe when Issa was rapping about broken pussy.
That was one of them ones. I was just like, oh, well.
You know.
I mean, she get caught like looking and like talking in the mirror. I'm just like, oh, this is hard to watch.
No, I actually like the.
Like, why are you embarrassing yourself, Issa?
I thought those were funny because as someone who also just randomly talks to herself, you do have random moments where people come in and you just have to stare at them like, please don't say it. Like, I already know. It was funny.
Yeah, man. Think we're done with part one?
Yeah, let's wrap it up for now, but we'll be back.
Part one in the can. What have you been watching?
Oh, man, what did I just watch? I was like, I'm going to tell Lucky I watched this. Man, I don't remember. It's gone. So guess what I also have been watching?
What else?
I've been watching clips on TikTok.
Here we go.
Like random scenes from Shameless. So I think I'm going to restart Shameless soon because that used to be my show.
Mm-hmm.
I was on it. I would watch it every Sunday or whatever night it came on until one day in high school, I was like, hey, I don't have time to watch TV. I don't have the energy to watch whatever I have to watch.
Man, what was this movie that you watched? Was it a movie? Or was it a TV show?
I think it was a movie. It was a movie because I don't have time to watch TV.
Is it like a new movie or old movie?
I think it's fairly new.
Fairly new? Who's in it?
I'm saying I watched it and then I was like,
that's crazy.
Like memory wiped. I can't remember anything about it.
Can't remember anything about it?
I can't remember anything about it.
Can't even remember who was in it? Damn.
I think it was on Amazon Prime. I watched it.
Was it Musica?
No.
Roadhouse?
It was Roadhouse.
All right.
I watched it because my boss told me to. And I was like, okay.
You know that's like, is an original one, right?
Mm-hmm. He explained to me for like 3 hours that it was. And I was like, I get it. I'm young. Let me watch it. Yeah. I'm not going to watch the original, so there was no point in telling me there was an original.
I want to watch the original one day.
You do that, friend.
I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it one day.
Yeah. I've also been watching Jerrod Carmichael's documentary.
Oh, I feel like that's something we're going to have to talk about on the episode one day, because that is...
so long.
Huh?
There's only like 2 episodes out. Both episodes, I'm like, yeah, I gotta talk to Zaki. I know he's been watching this. I know he's got some things.
It's a lot. It is a lot of a lot. And it's crazy. That first episode, I watched that first episode. I was like, oh, I'm not going to come back to the season's done. Because this is this how episode one is? Nah, fam, I gotta. Why is this food in your mouth? What are we doing right now? Oh yeah, we. Oh man, we.
Like, talk about cringy. I really paused it and I said,
I was like, from the opening seconds, he was talking about Tyler the Creator. I said, okay, let me put the hoodie up and just let me go away for a while because this is rough.
When the food came in, I was like, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Or wrap it up.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have to get to that one day. One day.
But what have you actually been watching?
What have I been watching? I watched that Monkey Man movie. I watched that Dave Patel's opening like movie, his first directorial debut. Liked it. Loved the action in it. Pretty solid story. You know what I'm saying? It looked beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I hope he gets another movie. I want to see what he does next. I really like that one. It was a John Wick style movie, and it was solid. It was solid. Entertaining. For real.
I really want to watch that. So
yeah.
It's funny, yeah, I've been so excited to watch it, but I don't know what it's about. Mm-hmm. And when I tell people, when I'm inviting them to see it, I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't know. There's like fighting in it. Dev Patel's in it. That's all I know. I'm too excited. I don't care.
It was a good start. Not gonna lie, it was a good start. Man. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. This is the end. Okay. We've talked a lot. Had a lot of jokes, had a lot of hee-hees, ha-has, very funny times. Talked about Insecure Part 1, you know what I'm saying? Had my wonderful co-host.
Hey.
India Stallworth. I've been Zaki Lawrence. Thank y'all for showing up. This has been another episode of Keeping It Real. Thank you for keeping it real. Like, share, tell your friends about it. Tell their friends to tell their friends about it. And we out.
Peace.
Bye.